right, take a quick turn, Lee's, for me over the weekend. Again, outside as much as I could stand. Worked on my trailer over the weekend. I had to get, I've been using the trailer for storage, so I had to get some things out. I transferred some things to my back garage and to my, I got another little shed out back into those areas. So there's still a couple of things in the trailer, but I'll get those out about 2 days, 3 days before I leave. They will get stuffed in my garage until I get back in that regard. But I had to redo some lighting in it. I have one battery-operated light in it. I changed the batteries. It still didn't work, so I had to go up to Menards and grab some additional lighting. There is a 12-volt light in the trailer, but I've never been able to get it to work. So when I connect it to the vehicle so that it's got power, I do not get anything at the light. There's a switch on the light itself. There's a on-off switch at the door, but it doesn't do anything on it, and I've checked the bulb. The bulb's good, so I'm not sure what's really going on there, so I have to use some battery-operated lights in there. And I also changed out the tire chalk that holds the bike up in there. I had a different one. The one that I normally have or use before works fine for my old bike because it's got a smaller front tire, but it doesn't work for the bigger bike, so I had to get that put into it. I spent most of the day, and then I did some cleanup of it, and still got a couple of things I want to do. And then I noticed that my right light, blinker, stop, turn, running light on the back, there's one on each side, LED light, only half the segments or half the LEDs on the right-hand side were working. So ordered another one from Amazon. That should be in tomorrow. Although when I pulled it out to see if I needed two-wire or three-wire, they left me about an inch of wire. So when I pull it out, it does not come out far enough for me to actually cut off the old light and wire on the new light. So I'm going to have to disassemble part of the trailer on the inside, take off part of the wood wall and some other metal and that to be able to get to the wires on the backside in order to be able to wire in the new light. So thank you for the company. They obviously put the light in when it was during manufacturing, and then they put the walls up after that. So good for them, bad for me. I got some work to do in the next week and a half to get that light replaced. All right, we'll go back up to the top of the list. We got Mike was checked out. We'll go back to KF8 EDQ, standby W8DW. Good evening again, Mike.